few of them on a more regular rotation. Did you know that the Hobart City Council has its own significant tree register? Do you have something similar in your council area, I wonder? The Hobart City Council's significant tree register isn't a small one either. Currently, there's more than 200 trees on the list. So what makes a tree significant? It's a question Hobart-based researcher and writer Carol Freeman asked in a recent article for 40 South magazine that I wanted to share with you because I had no idea something like a significant tree register even existed. Carol, good morning.
Good morning, Mel.
Carol, in your research, did you get a sense of why the Hobart City Council found it necessary to develop a significant tree registry?
Well, it was first, and still is, the National Trust of Australia and its state representatives or state bodies formed the register. I think, as far as I can tell, it's been going for about 30 years. And then local bodies, like Hope the councils, took over administration of it and feed into the National Trust of Australia. I'm reading that they are updating, the volunteers are updating the National Register with these significant trees that are being noted on the registers of places like the Hobart City Council. You were asking whether other councils have them. Apparently, Kingborough Council, I think it's a new register just made recently and has 24 trees on it already.
So, Carol, what makes a tree significant then in the context of the Hobart City Councils? And I'm assuming Kingborough would be much more in line. What makes a tree significant?
Well, also the National Trust guidelines in the first place formed these criteria: outstanding aesthetic value, exceptional height or trunk circumference or canopy spread, the age of the tree, it could be, you know, very, very old, the cultural value such as relationship to historic events or people, it could be planted by some important person in the past. Value within a natural landscape, park or garden. So it could be, you know, that tree in your street that you look at when you go past and notice is particularly interesting even. Or the rarity of the tree. So there are a lot of criteria there. And it was the National Trust used to nominate them, of Tasmania, for instance, in this case. But now they can be nominated by anybody, by members of the public.
What kind of protection does the register afford these trees, Carol?
Well, removing, injuring or significantly pruning a tree that's listed on the register requires a planning permit. So, and this, you know, it's sort of an emergency or immediate danger.
Are they all located in public spaces?
No, private gardens. So this is why, you know, if members of the public have their own tree, and one of the trees that I talked about, the twisted hazelnut was on a private property, and the current owner just thought it was so interesting and magnificent. And very, very old, because the house was, you know, built around 1900, nominated the tree and it was, accepted on the register. So
where in Hobart you mentioned that the age of the tree is significant as well, and this register goes back, I think you mentioned sort of 30 or years or so. Where are Hobart's most or oldest significant trees located?
Well, you know, this has been a revelation to me, because although I love trees and I look at them, I didn't realise so close to the city, and it's you know, quite unique as far as cities go. Some of the oldest trees grow on the Domain. There's a group of 24 manigungs that are remnant of the grassy woodlands where the Muwinina people would have collected the manna or the gum to eat and to use in their tools to, you know, to bind one piece to another. And they're still there. There's two of them that are very, very old. And I don't think anybody is prepared to guess how old they are, but they were certainly there in 1855. These trees are mentioned, or the in a Paris exhibition. So, you know, they were there then, and they were old then. So they could be, you know, certainly pre-European arrival.
So how many of Hobart's, and I guess you don't necessarily have to come up with a specific number, I'm asking you specifics, I guess, but sort of percentage-wise in terms of the register of significant trees for the Hobart City Council, how many are native? Is there a focus on native trees?
Well, no. There's not a focus on native trees. I couldn't tell you exactly, but there are a lot of beautiful native gums and a lot of exotics too. You see, what's so interesting is that just sort of across the road from those manor gums and the Domain, in front of Domain House, there were the most exotic trees planted, you know, when it was the university. The Atlas Blue Cedar is just magnificent. And see, I walk past there because I live on the edge of the city, on the edge of the CBD. I walk past there all the time, as many, many people do on the Council's new path, and didn't realise that part of a row of trees that was planted in front of Domain House. Incredible Deirdre Cedar from the Atlas Mountains in Morocco. And, the Deirdre was from Tibet, in Nepal, Pakistan, originally. And it's sort of like the world in a tree.
That's fascinating. I'm guessing then many of them would be associated with historic sites.
Yes. And the most surprising to me was the Linden Trees Avenue at the barracks. In Davy Street, yep. I had no idea they were there. They're sort of hidden from the front of the buildings, and that's quite a complex too. I discovered that from 1811 it was established. I think these were 1860. The Linden Tree Avenue was, and they're beautiful trees. And as I noted in the article, the Linden Tree Avenue in Berlin is a very, very famous Linden, Unter der Linden Avenue.
Do you have some favourites, Carol, that you've that you can take from the list?
I think my favourite is actually the last one I talk about, the native olive tree in Old Farm Road. Now that's on private property. Now that property would have changed hands probably a few times since that tree was put on the list, on the register. But, you know, it's still protected. This is the thing. It's just the most dense and apparently a very large specimen of its type. And you can actually hear the Hobart Rivulet sort of babbling away beneath it. And that's exactly the place that those trees love.
It really is just, it's just fascinating to know that registry exists. And now it just makes you think, I just want to get my hands on that registry and do a little bit of a walking tour around some of these. Carol Freeman, thank you very much for sharing. Congratulations on your article. It is. It's really interesting. It's fascinating stuff. Thanks again.
Thank you. Thanks, Mel.
That's Carol Freeman, who is a researcher and a writer. And if you'd like to find out more, there is an article in 40 South magazine or online about the Hobart City Council's Registry of Significant Trees. It's 4 to 11 on mornings.